"Do come over here, Miss Anderson," she sung out, kind of gasping for breath. I didn't stop for anything. I put over as fast as I could, and when I got there, there was Luella laughing and crying all together, and Aunt Abby trying to hush her, and all the time she herself was white as a sheet and shaking so she could hardly stand. "For the land's sakes, Mrs. Mixer," says I, "you look worse than she does. You ain't fit to be out of your bed." "Oh, there ain't anything the matter with me," says she. Then she went on talking to Luella. "There, there, don't, poor little lamb," says she. "Aunt Abby is here. She ain't going away and leave you. Don't, poor little lamb."
"Do leave me with her, Mrs. Mixter, and get back to your bed," says I.
For Aunt Abby had been laying down considerable lately, though somehow she contrived to do the work.
"I'm well enough," says she. "Don't you think she had better have the doctor, Miss Anderson?"
"The doctor," says I. "I think you had better have the doctor. I think you need him much worse than some folks I could mention." And I looked straight at Luella Miller, laughing and crying and going on as if she was the center of all creation. All the time she was acting so, seemed as if she was too sick to sense anything, she was keeping a sharp lookout as to how we took it out of the corner of one eye. I see her. You could never cheat me about Luella Miller. Finally, I got real mad, and I run home, and I got a bottle of valerian I had, and I poured some boiling hot water on a handful of catnip, and I mixed up that catnip tea with most half a wine glass of valerian, and I went with it over to Luella's. I marched right up to Luella, a-holding out that cup, all smoking. "Now," says I, "Luella Miller, you swaller this."
What is it? Oh, what is it?"
she sort of screeches out. Then she goes off a-laughing enough to kill.
"Poor lamb, poor little lamb," says Aunt Abby, standing over her, all kind of tottery, and trying to bathe her head with camphor.
"You swaller this right down," says I. And I don't waste any ceremony. I just took hold of Luella Miller's chin, and I tipped her head back, and I caught her mouth open with laughing, and I clapped that cup to her lips, and I fairly hollered at her, "Swaller! Swaller! Swaller!" And she gulped it right down. She had to, and I guess it did her good. Anyhow, she stopped crying and laughing, and let me put her to bed. And she went to sleep like a baby inside a half an hour. That was more than poor Aunt Abby did. She lay awake all that night, and I stayed with her, though she tried not to have me. Said she wasn't sick enough for watchers. But I stayed, and I made some good cornmeal gruel, and I fed her a teaspoon every little while all night long. It seemed to me as if she was just dying from being all wore out. In the morning, as soon as it was light, I run over to the Bisbees and sent John Bisbee for the doctor. I told him to tell the doctor to hurry, and he come pretty quick. Poor Aunt Abby didn't seem to know much of anything when he got there. You couldn't hardly tell she breathed. She was so used up. When the doctor had gone, Luella came into the room, looking like a baby in her ruffled nightgown. I can see her now. Her eyes were as blue, and her face all pink and white like a blossom. And she looked at Aunt Abby in the bed, sort of innocent and surprised.
"Why," says she, "Aunt Abby ain't got up yet?"
"No, she ain't," says I, pretty short.
"I thought I didn't smell the coffee," says Luella.
"Coffee," says I. "I guess if you have coffee this morning, you'll make it yourself."
"I never made the coffee in all my life," says she, dreadful astonished. "Erastus always made the coffee as long as he lived, and then Lily, she made it, and then Aunt Abby made it. I don't believe I can make the coffee, Miss Anderson."
"You can make it or go without, just as you please," says I.
"Ain't Aunt Abby going to get up?" says she.
"I guess she won't get up," says I, "sick as she is." I was getting madder and madder. There was something about that little pink and white thing standing there and talking about coffee
when she had killed so many better folks than she was, and had just killed another. That made me feel most as if I wished somebody would up and kill her before she had a chance to do any more harm.